This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 348 for Tuesday, April 15th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Tuesday, with the largest gains in the old crop months as the market works to ration demand. Canola up $1 to $9, July up $9 at the final bell at $677.70 per ton. Canola is trading near the upper end of its year-long range on a weekly chart with major resistance at that $680 per ton level. Strength in Chicago soy oil provided spillover support today, with European rapeseed also up. However, losses in soybeans and a mixed tone in Malaysian palm oil did pressure values. The Canadian dollar down about a half cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, providing some support. In the U.S., activity was mixed. Soybeans lower despite a rally in soy oil, correcting after hitting its highest levels in 7 weeks yesterday. China is reportedly directing airlines in the country to stop placing new orders for Boeing jets, and that's seen as an escalation of the trade war with the U.S. and weight on soybean futures. Brazil's large crop is also overhanging the market. The July soybean contract down 3 cents at 10.46 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was 2% seeded in the latest weekly USDA report. That's in line with the five-year average. Monthly crush data out this morning showed 194.5 million bushels of soybeans crushed in the U.S. in March. That was up 9% from February, but short of what was processed the same month a year ago. Soy oil supplies at about 1.5 billion pounds were down 19% from a year ago, and that accounted for some of the strength in soy oil. Corn, meanwhile, ending mixed with losses in the front months and a firmer tone in the more deferred positions. July down 3 cents at 4.89 per bushel. U.S. corn planting is in its early stages, with 4% of intended acres in the ground as of this past Sunday. That's only slightly behind the average pace of 5% done. The USDA reported flash sales of 110,000 tons of corn to Portugal this morning. Wheat, it's lower across the board. Spring wheat down 3 cents in the July contract at 6.15 per bushel. Hard red winter wheat down 2 cents in July at 5.68 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 5 cents in the July contract at 5.56 per bushel. Condition ratings for the U.S. winter wheat crop dipped 1 point in the good to excellent category, now at 47%. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 15th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.